Before starting, I would like to say that I'm extremely happy to spend my last day in Vrindavan, because tomorrow we will continue traveling to doing some preaching in Delhi and then going elsewhere. I'm very grateful that I'm here in the Krishna Balaram temple and getting an opportunity to speak something hopefully of value to each one of you as a service to Srila Prabhupada. It's a very, we all know how dear this temple is to Srila Prabhupada and how he thinks about Vrindavan. His glorifications of Vrindavan, I think, are well known to all of us. That's why we became attracted to spend time here. And thank you all very much for coming and attending. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading this morning the first and second verse of chapter 10, canto 9. Please repeat. We will chant the text 2 together. But there's text 1. Shishuka Uvacha. I will just chant it alone. Katvangate gabahuscha ragustasmat pritu shravaha ajastato maharajas tasmata sharato bhavet. Shukadev Goswami said, the son of Maharaj Katvanga was Dirgabahu, and his celebrated son was a celebrated Maharaj Raghu. From Maharaj Raghu came Aja, and from Aja was born the great personality Maharaj Dasharat. So this is now text 2, which comes, please repeat after me. Tasyapi Bhagavanesha Sakshat Brahma Mayo Harihi Angshangshena Chaturdagat Putratvang Patita Surai Rama Lakshmana Bharata Shatugna iti sangaya tasya. Of him, Maharaj Dasharat. Api also. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eshaha, all of them. Sakshat, directly, Brahma Maya Yaha. The Supreme Para Brahman, the Absolute Truth. Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Angsha Angshena, by an expansion of a plenary portion. Chaturda, by fourfold expansions. Agad, accepted. Putradvang, sonhood. Pratita, being prayed for. Surai, by the demigods. Rama, Lord Ramachandra. Lakshmana, Lord Lakshman. Bharata, Lord Bharata. Shatrughna, and Lord Shatrughna. Iti, thus. Sangaya, by different names. Translation: being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with His expansion and expansions of the expansion. Their holy names were Rama, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the sons of Maharaj Dasharat. Purport. Lord Ramachandra and his brothers, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, are all Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into many, many forms. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. Although they are one and the same, Vishnu Tattva has many forms and incarnations. As confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita, Ramadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtan. The Lord is situated in many forms, such as Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. And these forms may exist in any part of His creation. All these forms exist permanently, eternally, as individual personalities of Godhead, and they resemble many candles, all equally powerful. Lord Ramachandra, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, who being Vishnu Tattva are all equally powerful, became the sons of Maharaj Dasharatha in response to prayers by the demigods.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paskachare Satarine. Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Suti Devi Padamami Hari Priye He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Ganda Radha Ganda Namostute Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
One more time please
Hare
It will be all right, but in the beginning you have to hear attentively, but then the blood will be in the throat and I will roar like a lion. At the moment I'm a mouse. So you please. Yeah. Here Srila Prabhupada makes the point which we all, I believe, are familiar with, that the Lord has many forms. He expands in many forms. And they are all the same, but they are in the same in many forms. A very simple example which may help us to understand is the various manifestations of the moon. If you look at this evening in the night sky or evening sky, you will see the moon is now to half of its visibility. It rests like a vessel in the sky and is like a half moon. Now, the following days, the moon will always add a little bit more light and move towards the full moon. Now, even now, it's the same moon as in a week or so, but we can see various aspects of the moon, and we wait eagerly for the full moon, the full revelation of the moon to come. So, there's Lord Ram, there are many avatars, many forms of Vishnu, Gabodakashai Vishnu, Karanadakashai Vishnu, Mahavishnu, etc. So many forms of the Lord, and you can understand them as the moon in its various phases, but only in Krishna does the Godhood, the Supreme Lord, manifest himself in fullness. So therefore Srila Prabhupada chose this term, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ram is also Krishna, Parashuram is also Krishna. Various Mahavishnu is also Krishna, but Krishna only makes himself fully visible when he is the supreme original personality of Godhead. Rasaraj Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Krishna, the Lord in Vrindavan. No? And he proved this. I think you all remember when in Kamyavan there was so much water, the gopis complained, there's almost an ocean of water. Maybe it was after the monsoon, I do not know why there was so much water. Maybe Krishna brought all the water there to manifest the Leela which we are about to hear. It was so much water, and the gopis had come with their pots of milk products, yogurt and milk and so on. And they said, oh, it is a long way now. We cannot go straight down the path because the path is covered with water. Now we have to walk a long way around. Krishna at that moment appeared or came to the gopis and said, no need, because I'm Rama. And Rama built a bridge over the ocean. Oh, said the gopis, you say many things, Rajendra Nandan. And sometimes you are not entirely truthful. We have seen, we remember. If you are really Rama, then call the monkeys. And they will bring the stones and they will make the Rama bridge here in Braj. No problem, said Krishna, and he played on his flute. And so many monkeys came. Ooh. But strong monkeys. Not like the monkey who just walked 10 minutes ago over the yellow, how do we call it? Toppling, no? Very bahut, big monkeys. And they brought stones and they threw the stones in the water and they began to float and drift in the water. And Krishna said, now you may cross. So yes, during his pastimes, Krishna showed multiple times, many times, that he is the full moon, who includes all the other moon faces. In other words, he is the supreme personality of Godhead, who includes all the other manifestations of the Lord. This was proved many, many times. So, therefore, with your permission, I will glorify Krishna on this day, and I will think that Lord Ram and Bharat, Lakshman, Shatrughna are also praised. Something which I think is very important, because it touches our own existence, our own situation as we sit now here in the Krishna Balaram temple is the question of our spiritual advancement. Where do we go from here? I know we will all get up and we will move to our apartments or rooms and services, but the question, where do we go from here, is meant to be differently. Where do I, as a soul, progress from the level where I'm presently at? And with your permission, I would like to talk about the spiritual journey and when it can become successful. Our spiritual development, our spiritual progress will always remain a journey, and it is for every devotee on each level a very important to ask, where am I now in terms of my relationship to Krishna, in terms of my own renunciation of the bad material qualities, the enemies of my spiritual life, like material attachments, etc. And how can I make my next steps? And as an illustration, we can learn a lot from the life of Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, who made an amazing journey in their spiritual life by the mercy of Narada Muni. Now, I've lectured about this, I think one day ago, somewhere where I had a program, but I would like to talk about this more completely now here in our Krishna Balaram Mandir. See, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva were the sons of the richest person in the universe. Kuvera, who is the is in charge of the treasury of the devatas. He is the lord of wealth, really. Very, very powerful individual and extremely wealthy. So his two sons grew up in luxury, and they were, as we would call nowadays, spoiled by the wealth. The Bhagavatam recounts that once they ignored really that they were at a holy place, but they invited young ladies to come and drink with them, and then they went naked into the sacred river Mandakini. It's a form of Ganga, and Sanatana Goswami said that happened very near to Mountain Kailash, another very sacred spot. So they really misused the spiritual atmosphere, and they lived a very, they had a very sensual adventure where they drank, I do not want to get into the detail here, they drank very strong wine which covered their sense of discrimination and shyness, and also their companions, the ladies, drank, and they were fully drunken and lost all shyness and entered naked for sense gratification into the Ganga. Hare Krishna. There, they were sporting and singing sensual songs. Nala Kuvera would sometimes sing, and the ladies would sing back in a chorus, and it was lines, you know, the song was so, we wouldn't like to hear it in the temple, the songs which they were singing. So Narada Muni, the great merciful Narada, came by, because this is a holy place frequented by sadhus, and he saw with great pity how the two sons of the powerful demigod were wasting their life and really misusing the holy place, and he reflected. He said, when a person is wealthy and is pride, he loses all sense of discrimination. When a person has a position and has a pride in the position, he loses all sense of discrimination. He even becomes violent towards others, including animals, which he slaughters for his sense gratification. He becomes so self-centered. And then he identifies so much with the body, although the body is only there for a few days, and bases all of his activities on sense gratification of the material body. So, in this way, he becomes totally immune, or how would we say, he cannot be reached with any spiritual instructions. He said, saintly person may freely associate with those who are poverty-stricken, but not with those who are rich. A poverty-stricken man, by association with saintly persons, very soon becomes uninterested in material desires, and the dirty things within the core of his heart are cleansed away. So, can you understand, when someone is poor, when someone doesn't have material positions and influences, then it's much easier for him to practice spiritual life. Therefore, we find in the 11th canto a special form of Krishna's mercy described. He says that for those whom he cares for, he takes away their riches, he takes away their positions, he takes away their influence. And in this way, a person has become poor, has become wretched, and then he, if he is fortunate, he can easily turn to Krishna, which was possible before. I don't know all of you. I know some of you, and of the some which I know here, I know that there are few devotees who have seen this form of Krishna's mercy. It is called sometimes the bitter mercy. Krishna sometimes does not fulfill the desires of the devotees. Things go terribly wrong in the life of such a devotee. He may have been very calm and well situated in devotional service, but all of a sudden some tragedy strikes, and the devotee is really crying at that time. It can be very, very hard. My dear devotees, according to Narada Muni's thinking and according to Krishna in the 11th canto, this is a fun form of mercy. It's a mercy where Krishna gives his devotee tears in the eyes, which make the devotee turn to Krishna. Tears are very good in spiritual life. They wash away our identification with position, with our material bodies. They may be hot tears, they may be difficult tears, but he takes away, with these tears, take away the material covering. What will happen to a baby which cannot cry? Huh? Cannot cry? No, never crying? Mother will not know. And therefore, such babies are in a dangerous situation. They may die in some cultures. What happens to a devotee who cannot turn to Krishna and say, "My dear Lord, I have understood that only you can help me. I had previously been influential. I had previously been, I had many facilities and possibilities and so on. I had a good name. Now this good name is not so good any longer. And I cannot do the same things any longer." My dear devotees, yes, it is tough. But if you turn at that time to Krishna and not to Maya, you can become very, very, very exalted. I know devotees who have become very sick. We were informed. Now we must all pray for such and such devotee. No? And everything was taken away. They were only in the sick bed. And somehow the devotees recovered. And now they have deep realizations that, my life is, every moment, any moment, it can be blown away. So I better be careful. I better behave in a way Vaishnavas should behave. I better take shelter in Krishna. And these devotees miraculously perform wonderful activities. They are empowered preachers and so on because they have learned the lessons very nicely that we all know. That we have all known. So, therefore, Narada Muni, merciful Narada Muni, seeing Nala Kuvera and Manigriva behaving like drunken male elephants with their lady elephants, enjoying like anything in the sacred river, he says, "Stop!" The ladies are shocked and they immediately run out of the water, they cover themselves. But Mali, Nala Kuvera Manigriva, go, In Croatian language, you would say, "Jibile!" When they drink, they say, "Jibile!" Narada Muni says, "You will become naked trees. You will live long in the form of these naked trees." So Nala Kuvera Manigriva understand, this was a curse. Narada Muni had been very had the desire to correct them, and they showed some sign of repentance. And then Narada Muni, because he is a sadhu, he said, you will be trees, and then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, will appear. He will come, you will be trees in the area of Vrindavan, and you will grow just before the gate of his house, and you will be able, because you are old trees at that time, you're big, you will be able to look into the courtyard where the Supreme Personality of Godhead performs his childhood pastimes. And immediately the curse took effect. They were taken by the power of the curse, and they came to Vrindavan. For a long time they were growing as twin trees. They had, Sanatana Goswami said, they were called Arjuna trees, because one of the friends of Krishna is called Arjuna. Not the Pandava Arjuna, but the Sakha, the friend. And Narada Muni wanted to give them some blessings, some closeness. So they were looking every day into the courtyard of Nanda Baba, Nanda Maharaj, and they actually saw beautiful Krishna, and sometimes Balaram was also coming there. How they were crawling in the mud was made from the urine of the cows and the and the good Rajaduli, the dust. They were seeing how Krishna Balaram moved so sweetly, and how they sometimes moved behind the other elderly ladies who had anchor bells, because they thought mother has anchor bells. Cling, 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 cling. So they moved behind the other ladies who were going with anchor bells. And then when they realized this is not mother, they went, and became very afraid and cried, and all this was seen by Nala Kuvera Manigriva in their tree forms, and they felt transcendental ecstasy. They must have been very much purified. So then the day came when Krishna was bound by his mother Yashoda to the mortar. What is his name in this form? Damodar. You know everything already. So, and when mother was not there, Krishna pulled the mortar and he moved towards the two trees. Now as Krishna saw the twin Arjuna trees, his first reaction was, I have nothing to do with these two. They have never performed any sadhana. They have never performed any seva. I am only conquered by bhakti. Only by bhakti one can understand me and see me. I have nothing to do with these people. They are cursed demigods in the form of the trees. But then Krishna reflected, but my great devotee Narada Muni has blessed these two, and by his, he has pronounced that you would meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. So, because I always fulfill the promises of my Bhakta, I will deliver these two and they will have my full darshan, like this. I will deliver them, I will free them from the bondage of their existence. Rupa Goswami, at another place, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, he says, the Supreme Lord always fulfills the statement of his dear devotees. It is his habit. Therefore, in the Gita, we all know, he makes an important statement that my devotee will never vanquish. He will be never lost. And he says, Arjuna, you have to say it. Because people, this is so important for me to say, my devotees will be protected always by me. There can nothing, no harm can happen for my devotees. And if I say it, some people, also maybe some young devotees who are immature, with the people of Mathura, they say many things, but what do they do in the end? But this I want the whole world to understand, is I will always abide this. Because if you say it, I will always make the words of my devotees, pure devotee, good devotee, come true. Hare Krishna. Yeah. So Arjuna therefore said, this shloka, no, my devotees will never vanquish. So Krishna here, seeing the two cursed trees, I don't want to look in this direction because this is a holy tree. This is a tree under which Prabhupada was, this is a sacred tamal tree. Yes. Seeing this, he decided, I will liberate them. And he wanted to do this in secret. Therefore, see how Krishna is so intelligent. He was bound with a rope to the mortar, and he began to pull the mortar in the direction of the tree. And when the mortar was stuck between these two trees, he pulled very forcefully, and the trees began to tremble. Their leaves began to tremble, and then they came crashing down. And when they hit the ground, it was such a sound, my dear devotees. Maybe it was a sound like when Lord Ram broke the bow, huh? It came down, it was so loud. Bang! Yes, I will do it 3 times more so that all the sleeping devotees will wake up. No need. All the bridge basis, except for a few little boys who were with Krishna and laughing about everything, all the Brijbasis heard the sound and they fell into a swoon of 48 minutes. This was the time Krishna needed to do what he wanted to do in secret so that the Brijbasis would not see his power, his almighty godhood. When everyone was down on the ground, boom, fainted from the sound, only a few sakas were firing up Krishna. Then two personalities came out of the trees. They were Nalakubera and Manigriva. Now back into their luminous, light-filled forms of the devatas they were, and they were offering prayers of which I want to recite one prayer for you. But I would like to stop here for a moment, the Katar. Wonderful. Was this 9 time or did he forget 1 time? I want you to stop for a moment. We learn here of an amazing journey. 2 people engrossed in material life met a sadhu, and this meeting had a profound effect on their continuous journey. For a moment, they were bereft of everything. They lost everything. There were no more demigods with wealth and many opportunities at their hands. They were lost. They were trees now. They only had one blessing. That was they could remember their previous fallen situation. So I believe this is analogous for the life of many of us who were also who came in contact with the sadhu and the power of Srila Prabhupada and the powerful process of Krishna consciousness. But some of us may have had to learn some lessons, or maybe some old karma came. I think almost every one of us will meet this. And for a moment, we may be bereft of the opportunities which we had in other times. We may be ill, we may be sick, and we cannot do so much service any longer. You know, we may be, I don't want to give so many examples because I'm told sometimes my examples are very painful because they hit right on the vulnerable nerve. So let us not do this. You know what I mean. So yes, but there is this meeting with a pure devotee. And there is the promise of Srila Prabhupada to each one of his followers, not only his disciples, but all those who follow his process of Krishna consciousness. No? It is said the Acharya builds a boat which helps everyone to cross the ocean of material existence. Not only his immediate followers, but those also who come after him. No? We are followers. But now I want to ask one of these disturbing questions. Do you actually dare to call yourself a follower of Prabhupada? That takes a lot. What? Please explain. If I say I'm a vegetarian, I cannot eat any non-veg. I have to follow what I say. You know. If I say let us use an outsider example, that I'm a lawful citizen. I have to learn the law of the country and abide the country. Otherwise, I may be a robber. If I say I'm a follower of, there is even a verse like this in the Gaudiya Sampradaya of Gauranga, I must follow his path. If I say I'm a follower of Prabhupada, I have to follow his instructions. Otherwise, I'm not filling my words with meaning. They don't mean anything properly. So let us continue after we have heard these strong words about what happened to these Kuvera and Manigriva, how they were really impressed by their meeting with Narada Muni, and how they did their life henceforward, no? From that moment on, when they were delivered from their tree situation, from their momentary curse, no? They came out of the tree and tree form, and they offered many prayers. We do not have time to go into this. And then they offered their last prayer, which I find so important for anyone who says he is a follower of either Prabhupada, or he says, I'm a devotee of Krishna. This is so inspiring, my dear devotees, that I think it will make your day. Can I read this to you first in Sanskrit? Good. Vani gunanu katane shavano katayam hasto chakarma sumanas tavapadayona smrityam shirastava nivasa jagat praname drishti satam dashanetu dashanestu bhavatanunam. They asked for blessings from the Lord, so that they can lead a life of a devotee, that they can lead a life of a follower of Narad Muni. They say, since we are your followers and Narada's servants, you please should be merciful to us. We could say the same thing. Krishna, since we are your followers and Prabhupada's servants, please be merciful to us. What do they want? What does a devotee who is a devotee of Krishna and a follower of Prabhupada, what does he want? What does he need? What does he aspire for? What is engaging his thoughts? What is he concerned with? What is his main issue in life? No? Hare Krishna, is this relevant? It is relevant. Good. So they pray. I will test you on this in a moment, so you better listen. May all our words describe your pastimes. They want to speak about Krishna. May our ears engage in the newest news in the internet. No, sorry. I was tired. I got up too early. May our ears engage in oral receptions of your glories. They want to hear about Krishna's glories. May our hands, our legs, and our other senses engage in actions that are pleasing to you. No, that means they want to render active service with their hands. They want to, you know, clean the temple room maybe, or clean things with their legs. They want to go on a mission somewhere. Their other senses, all in actions pleasing to you. And may our minds always think about the bad qualities of others. No, sorry. I'm too tired this morning. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. Oh. May our heads offer our obeisances to everything within this world. I will add to this so that it, you understand. Because they see Krishna's present everywhere in this world. Oh, here says, because all, so may our heads offer our obeisances to everything within this world, because all things are also your different forms. And finally, very surprising request, may our eyes see the forms of Vaishnavas who are non-different from you. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, may our eyes be engaged in seeing your forms, Bhavatanunam, and those of your devotees, such as Narada. So, my dear devotees, what is the program of Nala, of a person who comes from a background where he was saved, who may even had some difficult experiences when he in some ways was not using his opportunities properly? What is the program? May the words do what? Describe Krishna's pastimes. Spiritual talk, my dear devotees. May the ears, what should the ears do? You have listened very carefully. Hear about your glories. May our hands, legs, and other senses engage in actions pleasing to you. My God, are you saying very elevated things? By the way, I will look at you if you do this. And may our minds always think about your lotus feet. Yes, we want to think about Krishna. My dear devotees, this will only happen if you read regularly books like the Srimad Bhagavatam, which are about Krishna. It's really a program, a full program. May our heads offer obeisances to everything within this world. Yes, a devotee should be should understand Krishna is everywhere. He may not embrace a tiger. He may understand, yes, Lord is there in the tiger heart, but he may act carefully because tigers sometimes bite. No? They eat also. Eat. Our Shubha Krishna informs they are eating. Yes. So you have to deal appropriately, but in your mind you know Krishna, 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 Krishna. And may our eyes see Vaishnavas. Yes, they had seen Vaishnavas. The meeting with Narada Muni made them something. My dear devotee, I request you, I know you will forget many things of this lecture, but I request you to look up this verse. You will find it in the 10th canto. You have all these mobile distraction machines with you, most probably. Chapter 10th canto, chapter 10, it's easy to remember for those, verse 38. You can remember even 10, 10, and then 38. How can you remember? 3 plus 8 means 11. No, why do you laugh? This is how people who cannot remember numbers can remember. You know, by engaging the mind in an active exercise, the mind becomes able to grasp other things. No, so good. My dear devotees, this is a full reformatory program. It is a very good program for those who are on the journey. It will make your heart very peaceful. It will fill it with the presence of Krishna, and you will be happy. But I want to go say this last thing. I know most probably I'm over time. Let me. Oh. This meeting with Prabhupada, which took place in all of our lives, either directly or as the followers of Prabhupada's followers, we have somehow come in contact with this amazing personality who has amazing, how can I speak like this, with this dear most devotee of Srila, our Lord Krishna. We have made the contact. We were not good before. Now let us remember the story of Nala Kuvera and Manigriva. Wherever we are on our spiritual journey, we need to come to bhakti. The blessings of Narada Muni brought Nala Kuvera Managriva in the contact with Krishna, but there something happened. They became bhaktas, they became devotees. They wanted to engage in the processes of devotional service. You know, in another way, Sanatana Goswami informs us, these prayers are prayers for Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, all the processes of devotional service except Sakyam and Atmanivedanam, which by Sanatana Goswami's vision are included in these other seven. They are praying for bhakti, for devotional service. And if we are a follower of great pure devotee and our Krishna, then, my dear devotees, it is important that we pray for bhakti. While you are in Vrindavan, where the dust of Vrindavan hears your prayers and fulfills your prayers, Prabhupada said, this only the dust of Vrindavan does, not the dust of Hyderabad. Let us pray for bhakti. And this verse, please read it in your reading time. What was the number? 10? 10? 28? Mistake? 38. 3 plus 8 makes 11. You can check afterwards. Good. I'm a little sorry. I went over time. Thank you very much. Because we are all late now, I will not be able to take questions. I think the message is pretty straightforward and clear. I wish you a very good day in Vrindavan Dham. Please don't forget to pray for an increased empowerment in your devotional service, in your bhakti, and you are all great souls. We here, no one comes to Vrindavan if he's not invited by the Lord. You are all the Lord's guest, Srila Prabhupada's guest. You are wonderful devotees. Please send your kind thoughts in my direction. I leave Vrindavan tomorrow morning early. My service here has ended and other services call. But I'm not happy to leave Vrindavan, to be very honest. So you send your good wishes that I can do something for Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Gonitai ki jai, Shishi Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.